Let's talk sport now with ABC Sports presenter Andre Leslie. Hello, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
The AFL match reviews are complete and Gary Ablett has got off scot-free again.
Yeah, it seems so. He's got the golden touch, hasn't he? 18 years with no suspension in the AFL and he's done it again. He was potentially going to be looked at for a hit on North Melbourne's Sam Wright, but the match review officer has said it was okay. It was intentional, but doesn't deserve a suspension. Also, Nat Fyfe, the Dockers captain, has been cleared after a hit on Tom Lynch from Richmond. The only suspension from round eight, in fact, was Kangaroo Sam Durden, who will spend 1 week on the sidelines after a bump on Gary Rowan.
In the NRL, Dylan Walker, after being acquitted on domestic violence charges, is now free to return to the footy for Manly, it seems.
Yeah, this is an interesting case. He was acquitted, we remember, on Friday on assault charges. We saw pictures of him coming out of court there. And the NRL has looked at the court documents across the weekend. They've said there's no reason why he can't return to playing. And this is the first test of this no-fault stand-down rule, which the NRL introduced at the start of the year, which was if someone's on serious charges in front of the court, they can't be playing on the weekend for the NRL because it's a bad look. Dylan Walker has sat this whole process out. He's waited on the sidelines. He's been acquitted, and so now he can return to play. Whether he'll play for the Manly against the Sharks on Sunday, I'm not really sure. Manly are missing a lot of big-name players at the moment, Tom Trbojevic, Daly Cherry Evans, etc. The reason why it's interesting as well is because this week we're going to expect a verdict from this case of Jack DeBellin, who's taken the NRL and the ARL to court, the federal court, saying, hey, I'm waiting for my court decision. I deserve to be playing. So that one's going to play out this week. So I have to keep on watching this one because it keeps popping up in the NRL at the moment.
Yeah, challenging the whole NRL procedures. In women's soccer, the Matildas World Cup squad is set to be announced this morning.
Yeah, that's right. It's going out on Facebook first up, of course. Sign of the times. Forget the press conference when you've got Facebook live. Yeah, the world number six team is gearing up for the 8th edition of the Women's World Cup in less than a month. So they really do need to name this squad now. Ante Milicic will pick 25 players. That's the normal 23 plus a couple of extras for a camp in Turkey. There's a few injury worries around. Of course, first name on the team sheet will be Sam Kerr, as you'd expect. She just scored double for her US team, the Chicago Red Stars, celebrated with a somersault and said to reporters afterwards, see you after the tournament with the cup in my hands.
Oh, so fantastic.
She's pretty confident, I think it's fair to say. Lydia Williams will be in goal, probably Alana Kennedy in defence. They're sort of some of the set names, but there'll be some newer names as well that will cover those injury concerns, as I say. The Aussies will play a warm-up game on June the 1st versus the Netherlands, who are the European champions. That'll be a really good warm-up for them before they play their first World Cup match on June the 9th in France.
And Aussie basketballer Ben Simmons has been knocked out of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, he has. He's was playing for his team, the Philadelphia 76ers. They lost to the Toronto Raptors 4-3. Ball dropped in right after the final buzzer. Heartbreak for Ben Simmons.
Whoa, on the buzzer.
Yeah, it was everyone held their collective breath as this ball bounced four times on the rim and then finally dropped. Yeah, that's the end of him. Unfortunately, Golden State Warriors are still looking good to defend their title. And, of course, Andrew Bogut is involved there. They play Portland in game one of their series.
Okay, and just briefly, Australia's top soccer leagues had their joint awards night last night in Sydney.
They did, yeah. The Dolan Warren Awards, we should mention. Wellington Phoenix's Roy Krishna earned the Johnny Warren Medal and the Golden Boot for his 18 goals. He's been a standout this year. Christine Nairn from Melbourne Victory won the Julie Dolan Medal for the W League's best. And Tony Popovich was recognised as the A League's best coach.
Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andre Leslie, ABC Sports reporter, filling in. Warwick Hatfield's away for a while. We are lucky enough to have Andre with us in the mornings. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.